Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Monday, July 21st. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, Google and Amazon shares popped at the end of last week. The fourth quarter could be a big one for smartphone sales, and Verizon Fios wants to boost upload speeds. But first, Elliott Management Corp has taken a more than $1 billion stake in EMC Corp and plans to push the data storage company to break itself apart. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Elliott is trying to convince EMC that the company's lagging stock would receive a substantial boost if it were to spin off VMware, a pioneer in computer server software. EMC owns a roughly 80% stake in VMware. Google shares ended up almost 4% on Friday, closing at $595.08 a share. The internet company reported a 22% jump in its second quarter revenue. Google's profit rose 6%. Amazon.com shares ended up almost 2% Friday after the retailer said it would offer an unlimited reading and audiobook listening service for $9.99 a month. Friday, the Nasdaq finished up 68 points at 44.32. Alibaba is teaming up with Brazil's state-owned postal services company to help the country's small businesses sell their products in China through Alibaba's website, using its Alipay electronic payment system. It's still summer, but already analysts are looking forward to a strong fourth quarter in the wireless industry. Wall Street Journal's Tom Mortuso reports.
Citi says a few stars may be aligning to make it especially strong for smartphone sales. A new iPhone reportedly is coming out with a bigger screen, and there are more customers now than last year awaiting a free device upgrade. Adding to the pent-up demand is the fact that more customers now pay for devices out of pocket via installments, allowing for more frequent upgrades. I'm Tom Mortuso for the Wall Street Journal.
As we continue, new data finds that we love our apps.
Is there a voice in your head saying, you can do better with your finances? Well, know that you can do better. Save more for retirement and reduce costly broker and mutual fund fees with a free, easy, and secure tool called Personal Capital. In one place, Personal Capital aggregates all of your accounts like your 401k and IRA, shows how much you're overpaying in fees and how to reduce those fees. You also get tailored advice on optimizing your investments. That's the personal in Personal Capital. When you're ready, Personal Capital will assign an expert advisor to you to talk about how to make the most of your investments, both by helping to optimize your portfolio and reduce your fees. Take the first easy step. Go to personalcapital.com/WSJ to check if you're overpaying on your annual investment fees. Signing up takes just a minute. Personal Capital gives you total clarity and transparency to make better investment decisions on the web or on your smartphone or tablet. To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/WSJ. That's personalcapital.com/WSJ.
Dell is now accepting payments in bitcoins. Chief Executive Michael Dell broke the news on his Twitter feed last week. Verizon Fios will unveil plans later today to boost its upload speeds for customers. Customers will soon get upload speeds that match their download speeds at no additional cost. Currently, users of the Fios service are promised upload speeds that are roughly half as fast as their download speeds. Verizon says the rollout should be done by the fall, and 95% of customers will receive it automatically. Younger people spend on average about 37 hours a month using Android and iOS apps. That's according to data by Nielsen that was charted by Statista. The 37-hour figure was among people between the ages of 18 and 24. That was the most amount of time among all age groups. The time spent on apps fell with each age group, but those 55 and older still spend about 22 hours a month. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.